going on, ladies and gentlemen? Daniel's not here to do any cool little voice intros, but this is Nerd New York. But, you know, today, I guess you could call this Black Seinfeld Part 2.
Not calling Nerd New York.
Exactly. This is Black Seinfeld 2. Legit, because I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin. And today, Nerd New York, everyone is running late. I don't know where everyone is. I legit don't know.
You think finals still going on? Finals? People still taking
finals? Finals is in like 2 weeks. They're probably running late, or they just have other things to do on their hands, I guess. But anyways.
Okay, we've got some people rolling in.
You really?
Sign.
Like
are
who?
You signing?
I already put in like their little clock-ins or whatever. Just put in your name, Daniel. But anyways, today is going to be an interesting show today because, of course, we are off. Who's there? Who there? What? Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Another surprise for today?
I didn't know he was coming. Oh! Ah! Tron is here! Yes!
I'll say this one time, I'll entertain you. The Black Spider-Man is here.
The Black Spider-Man is back!
The Black Spider-Man.
Welcome back, Tron! And of course, we have. Damn, Daniel!
Even when I'm not here. Even when I'm not here, you have to say that as immediately as you see me.
Well, yeah, of course.
The meme is still alive.
The meme will always be alive.
Thanks
since your name
Ellen.
Is Daniel.
And Vans.
And you have Vans.
Do you have Vans on right now?
No, I do not have Vans. I do not. I never will wear Vans now. I can't
you
wear Vans
change
now.
Change your lifestyle, man.
Hater.
Yeah.
Okay, so I the reason why I'm here, Gio.
Of course.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are we talking Civil War?
Of course we're talking
let's
go. Let's jump right into it. First off, me and Sebastian, we would like to give a huge apology to Tom Holland.
Yeah, I apologize.
We apologize
the
dearly.
Last episode.
Oh, you guys were a fan.
We weren't a fan because he just said, "Hey, everyone," and I
didn't like
his
voice. Oh,
this guy sounds like a dweeb.
I thought they were going to force everything.
But then we saw the movie, and then we were like, wow. Wow. Tom Holland's a GOAT. Yes. Drop one of Clues.
Represented
Tom
pretty well. Pretty yeah. well.
Dude, when,
he's
when
amazing.
Queens, are we jumping right into it,
let's
guys?
Go.
All right,
let's go. We
when
in
Queens
here.
Flashed up on the screen,
yes.
It didn't even connect to me
exactly.
Like, oh, we're going to meet Peter right now. It was just like, dude,
I already started
Queens?
Clapping. I said,
yeah. Yeah, and I straight up clapped. I went crazy, and then
exactly.
I'm like, right.
Man. Right, exactly. Once I saw Queens, I was like, yes! Yes! And then we met 15-year-old Peter Parker, man.
Yes, we did.
Dumpster diving nerd from New York.
Yes, he is.
Exactly.
Yes,
he and of course, he is basically the spider kid around New York City wreaking havoc, and it caught the attention of Tony Stark.
I wonder how that didn't get any of the attention of the like lesser like the
Netflix
like the street,
guys,
the
right?
Netflix guys.
Yeah, yeah, right. I read an explanation online. I forget. It might have been Comic Alliance. It might have been I don't know who else. But they sort of were saying the reason why they went with Spider-Man was just more of a he wants to sort of balance out his whole, because at the beginning of the movie they established a lot of the people that died, they were on the younger side. There was
right.
a student that died from I think it was MIT,
right,
and they were saying, you know, he chose Peter Parker because he was in his mind it's sort of like, hey, I'm going to try to compensate, give
exactly.
a young person an opportunity to fight.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
no,
that was their sort of the writer's explanation for it, and I was like, eh, that works.
I like that.
And I love the fact that I think Tom Holland, he's automatically GOAT right now. His joke, like, it was just so natural, and his movement was just, it was just so fluent.
They did, this is the best justice Peter Parker has ever gotten.
Easy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Easy.
Easy.
I was a big, I will say, I was a fan of Andrew Garfield, and
okay.
let's say 3 years back when they first announced, you know, Sony's coming to the Marvel Universe, I was like,
yeah.
kind of wish they would have stuck with Andrew, but seeing him in
right.
action.
Yes.
Forget
and I understand you understand why he's young too,
right,
so yes. they could have him for the next 30
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Build him up.
Yeah.
So.
And I love the fact that this entire movie just it's everything Batman versus Superman should have been.
That was pretty fast.
Man, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be that guy.
I tried real hard to compare
it. Okay,
but you have to.
But now, I mean, since you threw it out there, okay,
yeah, it is.
This all right, guys. So
I
basically,
will,
yes, here's the. Here's what DC did wrong that Marvel got right. Cohesive story. It was cohesive.
Yep.
It was coherent. You can understand it. They didn't jumble up like two big story arcs into one movie. It
Well, they had a lot of subplots.
They did have a lot of subplots, but, you know, it didn't take away from the main character, it being Captain America.
And right. Black Panther 1.
And Black Panther is the GOAT off top.
Was Black Panther 1.
Yeah. Yeah, the second he appeared, like in that window, I was like freaking out, and I tapped the person. I went like, "That's Black Panther. He's on screen. A black
superhero." When I saw the shadow over Bucky when he was running the first time, I'm like, I did an Andre and screamed out, "Wakanda!"
Did you guys catch that any time he was like approaching someone from behind, it was complete silence? I was like, the stealth.
Stealth has been achieved. Because that's apparently in the comics, that's the thing with his suit. It can quiet his suit down to the point where he can't even be.
I'm surprised how much involved in the storyline he was in.
Same here.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah. A big thing I did like about Black Panther, I was telling this to Sebastian a lot. He was a very serious character. He didn't do any corny one-liners or anything like that. He was a very serious character, and of course, he also had a lot of knowledge to teach too.
Right.
That's what I liked about
him. Reminded me of like an African parent. Yeah. Exactly. Like, he would talk, and I'm just like, sir.
Exactly. Jesus. He would talk, and you'd hear the music in the background.
Where? Did you get that? That was great.
Yes. It was awesome.
Did you hear that when he was?
Oh yeah, his music was better than
everything. It was better than everything else. Another thing this movie did right than Batman Superman, fight scenes. Yeah, there was way more.
Yeah, dude. I will say the middle fight scene at the airport.
Yes.
That is single-handedly the best fight scene.
That was better than I expected.
Exactly. No, that clocked in at about 17 minutes, too.
I came into it thinking it was corny.
Yeah, I thought the wide shot that they had of them just charging each other was kind of lame. But then you actually saw it,
they're still running.
Oh yeah, we're still running. We're not slowing down, guys. We're gonna keep going.
Well, quick question for everybody: how strong is Peter?
He's very strong.
For a 15-year-old,
he holds back a lot in the comics. Peter Parker. There's a great moment I think in Superior Spider-Man. This is a spinoff book where Doc Ock is.
Doc Ock is now Spider-Man.
And you know, they're restraining him. The Hulk is holding him, and Peter's able to budge the Hulk. And you know, someone says like, "Holy crap! I felt Peter actually nudge me there." Mm-hmm. And everyone knows the Hulk is the strongest person in the Marvel universe. He is that strong. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to see him after the Winter Soldier is destroying everyone throughout the movie. Yes. When he throws that fist at Peter and he just catches it,
you have a metal arm.
That shook the crowd.
It really did.
So I was very surprised.
And of course, he did help out taking out the giant Ant-Man.
Dude, that was
the massive Ant-Man.
That was the
which is the only reason why Ant-Man was really there. Like, hey guys, Ant-Man is huge.
No, to be like the audience. Like he was the audience. Like, oh, you're here. You're here.
I'm a big fan of you guys. This is awesome. Really,
but I know one person.
I know Captain. Okay, I know Captain. That's about it.
I thought that was great. No, just to continue like Ant-Man. Like, yeah, they're involved in this universe. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone is involved, and everyone has their little roles that they play within this movie. Not many, you know, a lot. Some characters had a lot more screen time than the others, and I that's okay with that. I'm okay with that because they're setting up for more things. Like they set up for Black Panther. They're setting up for Homecoming. They're setting up for Ant-Man 2.
And it didn't sacrifice any of the story.
Exactly. It didn't sacrifice any of the story. Of course, we could talk about like the big contrast between Cap and an Iron Man.
That was my next point. I really felt they did a great job of balancing the two.
Exactly.
But like, I went in Team Cap, obviously.
Exactly.
I'm a huge Captain America fan.
Me
but
too.
I came out like, dude, dang. I totally get both sides. I completely understand.
Exactly.
It.
I didn't leave going, oh, nah, Cap, it was right all along. I'm just like, but of course, when you reach like the end, I'm like, dang, Cap, like, you knew your boy just killed Iron Man's parents?
Like he
didn't even say anything? Oh, wow. Spoiler alert, by the way. Spoiler alerts, guys. Yes. You should know
and
this by now.
And he's like, and I get both sides of the argument because, Bucky was brainwashed. He didn't have any choice into killing Howard.
He didn't know.
He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know. And then, but from Tony's side, he's like, you killed my mother. You killed my father. The reason I can't reconcile with my parents is because of you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kill you because of it.
Exactly. Well, not because of you. It's because of the Winter Soldier.
Wait. Sorry. I don't like
protecting him.
I don't like doing this, but Batman vs. Superman, the beginning was a flashback.
Yeah.
Now, in this movie, it was a flashback.
It was a flashback to
91.
Yes. That is a good point.
But it was done well.
Yes.
It was done well. And it, of course, like, it all made sense in the end, okay? The flashback wasn't another... It wasn't another origin story. The flashback contributed to the plot.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing, it kind of helped though. Yeah. Because they had to bring it back continuously to show a little bit more. And that's a little bit more. And they get to the end like, oh, you know, and they kind of foreshadowed the whole thing with Tony Stark's kind of now feeling the death of his parents for some reason.
Yeah.
He didn't feel this before, you know.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I felt like, you know, that's the difference between Batman, Superman and Iron Man, because we didn't know like exactly what happened to the parents.
We didn't know Martha.
Exactly. We didn't know Martha. We didn't know.
Right.
Whereas Batman,
we know how
50 million times. 50 million times.
Exactly.
And if you watch the Agent Carter series,
if you watch Agent Carter, if you watched Captain America, the first Avenger, you have a connection to these characters because there's history there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you've seen. Even if you've seen Iron Man 2, Iron Man 2. His father's a huge part of that as well.
That is true.
I don't remember. Yeah. I really don't remember.
Iron Man 2 wasn't that great.
It
was
also, I knew going in they needed to say one quote, and they said it. It was Carter's niece. And she said the lines. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's like
it's basically along the lines like, of sort of like
it's this it was a line from the comic book, the exact Civil War comic books, which it was the line Captain America said to Spider-Man when he was about to turn
right. And yeah, it was a great use of the source material. Like, even though it didn't follow it exactly,
of course
the concept was there, and they followed through flawlessly.
Even that last shot with Iron Man just with the shield.
That's issue number 5. That's the cover.
That's the cover of the shot.
Oh yeah, you read Civil War?
Like, I did not actually.
I got the download and I didn't expect it to be like over 100 chapters.
That's my problem. Is I'm trying to get all the side issues. I've had it since like 2010 and I've actually just never sat down and read it cuz it's over 100 issues.
A lot. But people I don't wanted to say like I guess the comic book Civil War wasn't that great because there's so much going on, but it was still something that you should read.
It's easily Marvel's best event, I would say. Like, the only one that even compares, I would say, is X-Men versus Avengers from 2011, and even that wasn't that great. Nothing's as bad as Age of Ultron, though.
But Agent Carter, her death kind of shook.
Yeah,
Captain America. Absolutely,
it kind of shook me, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Have you guys watched Agent Carter at all?
No. I haven't.
That first season, I can't speak for the second season. The first season is great.
I like Marvel movies, but I'm kind of against Marvel shows because I'm into DC shows.
Right.
There's an exception for Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I love Jessica Jones.
Daredevil season 2 is GOAT.
That was
off top. Off top. I finished it.
And they're making a Punisher series.
And they are making Punisher. They okayed that.
Punisher kind of took over Daredevil, by the way.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Everything was so combo.
Exactly. And Netflix, like, just like they demanded it, like, hey, we want Punisher now.
There's a difference between the things you could do on Netflix and the things you could do on television.
Right, right. Yeah, that is very true.
ABC.
ABC, it is owned by you know, and Netflix is a bit more open to having more grittier things,
decapitations and such.
Of course. But back to the movie. There's a lot we can go into this. Where else should we go into it? Let's go into the car scene, man, because everyone is talking about that car scene. All right, they thought like it was better than what we expected.
It's an awesome establishment of the characters.
Yes,
you get to visually see what the stepping order is of like Black Panther is able to keep up with the Winter Soldier
and
able
Cap.
To walk past run past cars.
Like it was so cool.
It was awesome. I was like, yo, do you not know? It's like they're outrunning cars right now.
It established that pecking order without having to say it. It was awesome.
What's your thoughts on Captain America's hopping into a car? Did it make sense? Or
it just made me think he was cooler than before. when Bucky got the just hopped on the motorcycle with ease, pure ease,
one air.
Just
thank you, and I am on this.
And I'm just like,
GOATS! GOATS!
I'm not even a big Winter Soldier fan like that. But like, I came out of that movie like, Winter Soldier is one of the coolest characters.
But it's not cool. The movie's pretty much helped the character.
Yeah. Exactly. The movies have helped out all the characters. And I should say this.
Iron Man.
Even Iron Man. You should definitely watch some of these movies to understand what's going on because like they're done explaining everything to you guys, okay?
You know who?
Yeah, I believe that.
You know who I was came out impressed by?
Who?
Scarlet Witch.
Oh man,
Scarlet Witch.
OP.
OP.
Oh yeah,
saved so many lives.
I don't like her.
This is Sebastian's only flaw about the movie.
I think she's beautiful. I think she's great. I didn't need her character because I didn't like the Vision thing. You know, Vision.
Oh, come on. It's going to get weirder. Trust me.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Wait until they have kids.
Yeah, that happens, dog. Sorry about that.
Comic books, man.
Those comic books? The new one?
I mean, in general. Like
Vision created his own thing. It has his own family.
I know his latest comic, he makes his own family, which is interesting. But, like, in the comics... from back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, those two were married and had kids.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird.
And they became Young Adventures, and technically they weren't their kids.
I know you have tons of questions.
Yeah, it's real.
Was the design good?
I don't know. To be honest, just Google it. I don't go too hard for like the early Avengers books for many of reasons. They're not that great. They haven't aged well, but
I'm
like,
wild disappointed right now.
Well, if you want to look up speed and Wiccan, you gotta just.
This is that is why Wikipedia exists. Yeah. That way you don't have to read through 100 issues of like, oh, you guys are really going to go through.
You just get
this?
The synopsis.
The only thing I read was like, oh, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, they're brothers. That's the only thing I kind of read.
They're brothers, and
I didn't read the future.
Yeah, they're brother and sister, and they're related to Magneto, which isn't like in this universe. It's in the X-Men universe.
Redacted.
For Apocalypse.
I do have to say, Spider-Man is like that is official. Like, okay, you can Fox. Look at what Marvel's able to do with Sony's property. And Sony still has the rights to Spider-Man. That Spider-Man movie is still under Sony. It's just a part of this universe.
But
Fox just came up with a deal.
Take notes. Give us
Spider-Man in the universe.
Give us the Fantastic Four characters.
We don't want
just so we can have
Galactus. That's all I want.
I want the Kree Skrull. Kree Skrull War.
And I also want Doctor
Doom.
They could do Doom again.
That's like three movies together.
And bring back Silver Surfer.
That is top five Marvel characters for me. Yeah. Silver Surfer.
Because remember Rise of the Silver Surfer. That wasn't really good.
Which I actually liked that movie because I was young and silly.
Okay.
And if you can have your only excuse. And if you can have the what's it called? Fantastic Four back, you can have the Inhumans as their antagonists.
They're not doing Inhumans anymore.
So. Yeah.
No, they're doing Inhumans. They're going
to
do Inhumans.
I think they're sticking to keeping it on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they've completely taken the movie out of the schedule.
That is true.
They haven't taken it out of the schedule. They just moved it back.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that just because... Because
the Inhumans in space...
They really think we're going to live Inhumans forever for these movies.
Yeah.
The Inhumans...
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not their fault. Spider-Man coming back moved everything back.
It all takes time. Oh, speaking of... All right, now let's get into like one of the big points of this movie, the villain.
Mm. Okay.
How'd you guys feel about that?
Okay, Zemo, I didn't really care for you, but I get his whole motivation.
Yeah, right.
And the fact that he's technically the only villain who's actually won.
Yeah.
I actually did like that.
He actually did win something. He crumbled the Avengers.
I will say, outside of Purple Man and outside of the Kingpin, he's probably the greatest villain they face. Like, out of the entire Marvel Universe, I think he is the best one. And that's not saying much because most of the villains have been pretty.
Exactly. I think Crossbones wasn't needed in this film, to be honest.
Not at all. Ooh. I think it was.
Crossbones.
Yeah.
He wasn't even needed.
Yeah. Crossbones.
I think they're starting
to
do this.
That's why he died in the first
one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think they're starting to do the trend because if you remember Age of Ultron, they did the same thing with Baron Von Strucker.
Right.
Where it's sort of like, it's just the establishing, like, they're going after a villain.
Right.
And it establishes a plot point for the rest of the film.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind.
Honestly, though, I want Baron Zemo to come back. And just I want the Masters of Evil. Am I wrong for wanting the Masters of Evil?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the team that's sort of like the Suicide Squad of Marvel?
No.
Led by Baron.
That's more like Sinister Six. If you want to compare Suicide Squad.
Because I know there's a team led by Baron von not Baron von Strucker by
that's
Zemo.
The Thunderbolts.
Yeah, there we go. Where it's sort of like a team of bad guys, and they're basically just the Suicide Squad for Marvel.
But I feel like he was sort of like. I mean, I kind of understand where he was coming from. I kind of understand the motivation, but I really didn't care about the whole backstory. I just cared like the fact that he's like real sadistic and like just trying to like crumble this team, this like elite team,
and it works.
And do what stronger people couldn't even do.
Exactly.
He did what Ultron and Loki couldn't do.
Oh, God,
exactly. He basically made he made the Avengers the villain.
Yeah.
He played everyone up to be the bad guy.
Yeah,
and that's what makes it golden. It's just internal conflict.
Right.
Who doesn't love that? It doesn't always have to be. Hi, I'm here to take over the world. That wasn't his motive. He didn't want to take over the world.
What I also liked about this movie, which sort of, you kind of teased it there, is the ending wasn't very cliche. I would say most comic books, most movies, most whatever, anytime you have, you know, whether it's Flash versus the Green Arrow, whether it's Batman versus Superman, the cliche thing to do is by the end of the movie,
we're all friends.
They all, wait a minute, we have a mutual enemy. We're friends now. Let's go pursue him.
Martha.
This movie was not that. This movie ends with just like, no, the Avengers are split now.
Exactly.
And
it's basically a relationship.
A cell phone, like, just in case.
Yeah,
know?
Just in case, but I know you still hate me.
I won't be like, new phone, who this?
So basically, guys, the ending of the Avengers is like it's like a relationship, basically.
Right.
You know, you guys part ways, and of course, you're not going to talk for some time. You know, you don't, there's no hate
there's
on the other
to grow.
Side.
Right.
Yeah, there's room to grow. There's no hate on the other side, but like, hey, if you need me, I'm there.
But my question, Who are the Avengers now? Because most of the Avengers just are broken out of jail and now are technically criminals on the run from the law.
And Thor is still up in Asgard, and Hulk, we don't know where he is yet.
Yeah, because in the movie they were Tony has asked Black Widow, is there any chance Hulk would come back? And she's like, you think he would help us? Like, nah.
Of course not.
You guys do know about the new Thor movie, right?
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
Right. And what it basically is. It's a buddy.
It's a buddy cop movie with Hulk and Thor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Thor. Hulk's going to be in Asgard. I cannot wait for
that. That's wild.
That's so weird. It's the two members I would not expect being in the same, basically headlining the same movie.
As a buddy.
Wait, that's Thor 3?
That's Thor 3.
Yes.
That's why I'm looking forward to it way more than any other Thor movie.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing going on in Thor.
Exactly. It's like nothing you really care about in Thor. I mean, you just see it just to get to the next pinpoint of what's going to happen.
And the bad part is Thor's the only real hero they haven't actually gotten right.
You think so?
Yeah, he's like...
I mean, like, he didn't really have great movies. It was just like...
They're fine.
It's cool. Just get us to the next Marvel movie.
Because he doesn't have an Iron Man. He doesn't have a Captain America Winter Soldier.
Right.
I'd say he lacks real. I really don't care as much.
Yes.
He lacks kind of personality, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't care as much as I do with Cap or even Hawkeye or Black Widow. Way more about.
I would love to have a Hawkeye Black Widow movie.
That'd be sick.
Jeremy Renner said he wanted a Hawkeye Netflix series.
They should do it in the vein of Matt Fraction's Hawkeye from 2013. I would be so down for
but
that.
But then we'd have to explain Barney and Kate Bishop and whatever.
If they had enough time to explain the Vision and all these dumb characters that I was like, why would you ever put that
side
on screen?
Characters,
and they did
exactly.
It, and people totally take it.
Exactly.
You don't like Vision?
They had time to...
I love the Vision, but he's ridiculous.
But guys, they gave Ant-Man a movie. If they give Ant-Man a movie, they can do anything, okay?
Yeah,
they gave the Guardians of the Galaxy
a
movie.
Anything is possible.
Those are big bets
that they wanted.
The only thing I couldn't take them seriously on is they're trying to do the human fly.
Mm. Oh, right.
I couldn't take them seriously on that one.
Hey, man, anything is possible when it comes to Marvel. Okay,
so I gotta say this before we wrap up because I see we're running out of time.
Yes.
But where does this stand on your list of top Marvel movies? Because I will say straight up, this is number one.
This is number one for you?
Definitely.
It's up there, man.
You got to think Guardians. You got to think Winter Soldier. There's some good ones.
Of course,
Winter Soldier's number one for me.
Still,
okay, that's
and
fair.
I love
Iron
that
man,
movie.
Iron Man.
We
is
saw
Saw
together.
Then.
Yeah.
Iron Man's number two, the first one, because that kind of broke boundaries.
Yeah.
I think this is number three.
Number three?
Yeah, it's definitely number three
for
me.
This is my number two.
Number two? What's first?
My first is the first Avengers movie.
Really? Yeah. I would say...
There is magic to that.
Exactly. This was the closest as far as when Spider-Man was on screen swinging around and doing all this, I was like, that's Spider-Man.
I will say this. Captain America 3 was everything I should say it was everything Avengers Age of Ultron should have been.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. I mean, it was still an okay movie, but it wasn't. You couldn't. They didn't really recapture that feel of the first Avengers, but they did it here. And basically, it was an Avengers movie without really being an Avengers movie. Exactly. It was Captain America movie.
Yeah.
They could have just called this movie Avengers 3 Disassembled.
Yeah.
Avengers Disassembled.
Danny, that's a $1 million idea.
There you go.
You're hired.
Boom. Boom.
So you think movies. Superhero movies can continue with the whole thing that happened last night with Apocalypse.
Oh yeah. Did you hear about that, Daniel?
The mixed to bad reviews.
Yeah, that kind of hurt
when I see it.
That kind of hurt my heart a little bit because Sebastian
reviews. Yeah, we were looking for Civil War. Yeah, straight up 90.
Yeah, quick. Exactly, because he was on Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, oh, yeah, I saw the rating for Civil War. He was like, no, not for Civil War. And he went to Apocalypse. I was like, whoa. First off.
I'm still going
to
see it.
I'm going to see it. I need to see it.
I will see it, yeah. I'm going to go into it the same way I did Batman vs. Superman, where it's like, you know what? I'm gonna be the judge of this.
Exactly.
And, I think I'm going to come out liking it,
yeah,
honestly.
I actually did the same thing for Batman vs. Superman. The only thing I got from it was, like, visually better.
Yeah.
But everything else sucks.
So, guys, we have one more minute left, and I should end it by asking you the ratings. The ratings that you give this movie out of 10. I'm starting with you, Sebastian. What rating?
Definitely
8.5. 8.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Solid. Daniel?
9 out of 10.
We did get our nice voice. Trone, what about you?
If we're doing 0.5s, I'm going to go 9.5 because I feel like I can't give a 10 out like that.
Wow. What did you give Star Wars?
That was 9.5 as well.
Okay.
I loved Star Wars so much.
All right. I got same score for that.
Okay, Matt. So I definitely want to give this movie an 8 out of 10. It was so dope. I left smiling. It was great. It was so great. And of course, that ending, that after credit scene with Spider-Man was great. And then the after credit scene, well, like the mid credit scene, setting up Black Panther.
Let them try.
Dude, I can't
let them
Black
try
Panther.
And come to Wakanda.
Let's go, King Konda. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in to Nerd New York. I am your host, Giovanni Anglin, and I would like to say to you all, I don't know. Just goodbye, y'all. Have a good day.
Watch the movie.
Take care, guys. Watch Captain America 3.
Do it.
Again.
Do it. And it-